Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well, the sheriff of Mecklenburg County, that's Charlotte, Lee, is very upset. He's very, very upset. He's angry, in fact.
I'm sure he's mad about the increase in crime in his area.
No. He's a Democrat.
So okay.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't care. They love criminals. Seriously, there's a fanboy thing going on with Democrats and criminals. I think it started with George Floyd. It's getting worse every day. They love them. They're like Robin Hood. Yeah, everybody loved Robin Hood, even though he kind of was a criminal.
Yeah.
Except these criminals are not Robin Hood. That's the thing. They're just criminals.
Well, it's who Robin was stealing money from that was the issue.
Right. So these Democrats, they love criminals. And Gary McFadden, who is the Mecklenburg County Sheriff, loves criminals too. And that's why his press conference was so shocking. He did, I don't know how much of it you saw, he did a press conference complaining about Arena's Law. Not once in the press conference did he ever express even the smallest iota of giving a damn about what happened to her. That's not what he was upset about. He was upset that he can't let violent criminals go anymore. Not criminals. Keep in mind, so it's the jail, right? So you know how jail works. Prison is where they send you long term, right? Once you get sentenced for your crime. Jail is where the cops arrest you. They take you there and you stay there until while you have your hearings, judge gives you your bond. Right. Okay. Right. Now in Charlotte, they just basically give you a slap on the wrist and they let you go, even if you are violent. And that's because the place is packed with Democrat magistrates. Okay, listen to this.
Not the jail, just the...
they should honestly be in the jail. No, everybody would be...
fixing to say. Yes.
Everybody would be safer. Oh. Everybody would be safer. So I wanted you to hear what Democrat law enforcement sounds like. He is outraged that he has to keep the violent criminals in his jail. So just so you understand, while liberals have been rioting and shooting at their political adversaries, trying to assassinate ICE agents. We're now over 80 vehicle rammings against ICE and over 30 vehicle rammings against Customs and Border Patrol. As they're trying to kill with vehicles. That's not a big deal. But criticism of them, speech is violence, but their actual violence is just resistance. I want you to notice how he keeps using this term violence to describe speech. While ignoring the actual violence being committed by the felons, he's very upset he cannot release. And quite explicitly says he wish he could let out of prison. Okay, there's two clips here. Let's start with this one. He's really angry. Remember the magistrates there? You know, they started looking into, okay, Arena Zaruska's killer, that beautiful girl, the beautiful immigrant on the light rail line and how many times he'd been out. And then they start looking at these magistrates and they're all Democrats and they're like, wow, they let everyone out. And how terrifying those people are. Charlotte got a lot of attention for that. That made the sheriff mad because now the magistrates are afraid, they say. They've had threats. People are saying violent things about them. And they're so scared. Listen to what they're having to do. Not let these people go.
Wow.
They're having to keep them in the jail. and that is not fair, says the sheriff.
Behind the scenes thing that you did not see is that our magistrate were attacked violently, verbally, when I say violently, on social media, and they lived in fear for many days. And we took additional measures to protect them because of the violent nature of social media and also just the violence that they received just personally. And so they live in fear now. And I have to say that because for an entire day, we had to talk to the magistrates on how to live safely, how to travel safely. And in the middle of all of that, they were concerned after the shooting of Charlie Kirk, because they said to me, well, what if they shoot me because of this? And so they're going to be more cautious and reluctant to allow people to be released. So it will increase our capacity here at the detention center.
I'll bet Arena's family wishes that she had only been violently attacked on social media.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't even get into that. So what he's trying to say, it will decrease our capacity, not increase our capacity. That's, he misspoke there. But what he's saying is this is terrible. The magistrates, who are all Democrats and Democrat appointees, and let everyone out of prison, that they are now, they're so scared, they're doing their jobs, Lee. They have to do their job. The criminals cannot roam free with the rest of us so we can learn from each other and experience togetherness as he slashes your neck with a knife.
And you bleed out in a train alone.
Yeah. He's actually mad that magistrates can't release as many violent criminals. He's mad about that. I mean, you can't make this up. He says it's unfair that magistrates were viciously criticized online for letting DeCarlos Brown and other violent criminals out. And that the magistrates are afraid now and they have to do their jobs.
And of course, I guess what the impetus for this was the stabbing we had just the other day, where another person was stabbed on a Charlotte light train rail.
Yeah.
Rail, you know, commuter train there. This one luckily didn't die, but.
Meanwhile, he then went off. He wasn't done. He then went off on the legislature for passing Arena's law, which specifically targets not criminals, violent criminals, and makes it harder to bond them out. What does that mean? They're stuck in his jail for longer. He's really angry about that. Okay, I used to cover Mecklenburg. I know it well. I also am from there. He's lying to you when he says he doesn't have the money to keep the violent criminals in the jail. He does. I'll explain that in a minute. He's not upset about her or the violent criminals or the recent attack by the violent illegal immigrant, who, by the way, was only running around because local officials refused to honor ICE detainers. They could just turn him over, but they won't. They don't. They want him roaming the streets free because they're Democrats and they're insane. So Mecklenburg County Sheriff whining and complaining that the legislature is now forcing him by law to hold on to these criminals because they are too dangerous to release.
A new state law named after a Ukrainian refugee fatally stabbed in a Charlotte train back in August took effect this month. Irina's law sets restrictions on cashless bail and pretrial release for repeat or violent offenders in North Carolina. Sheriff Gary McFadden, a Democrat, says it has increased the burden on overcrowded jails.
House Bill 307 did not bring us any resources, and they did not bring any funding. And so when these lawmakers in Raleigh make these bills and Senate bills, the only thing that we are asking for them to do, to allow us to have a seat at the table and have a voice.
Now, the sheriff says that Solorzano, this is the first time that he has been housed.
Okay, so here's the thing. They didn't give us any extra money. No, you're funded by the county taxpayer.
Yeah. My daughter, son-in-law, and granddaughter live in Mecklenburg County. I can tell you about the taxes they have to pay.
Mecklenburg County taxes, yes, and I know they was horrendous. I watched the Democrats raise them. On average, 40% higher than the state average for North Carolina.
Yeah,
okay.
It's crazy.
40% higher. The Mecklenburg County taxes are what pays for that jail. 40% higher. And he's saying that he hates it, that it's just so unfair that he can't release the violent criminals. Again, we're not talking about all criminals. We're talking about violent criminals. This law wasn't that radical. It only ended cashless bail, which means you just check in, smile for the picture, and then you go kill somebody else. It only ended cashless bail for certain categories of violent criminal, and he's mad that he has to keep them. This is Democrats, y'all. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine them at the national level? So, you know what? Maybe some of you, and no, it's not most of you, some of you are not happy. Well, you know, I wish that Trump could get a better handle on prices faster. I think I'm not going to show up. Okay, go ahead, turn the country over to Democrats. Yeah. See what that looks like.
That's what you're doing, yeah.
See what that looks like. Because they're going to be able to extort Trump if they get the control of the House and the Senate. They're going to put crazy stuff like this in budget bills. And they'll actually do their own budget bills, too. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
Unlike Republicans who just pass Democrat budget
Suddenly
bills.
The CR won't be an issue anymore.
Yeah. So that just absolute lunatic fringe Charlotte sheriff. Honestly, I wouldn't go to Charlotte. I really, really wouldn't go to Charlotte. I wouldn't visit there. The problem is with a lot of these stabbings, Lee, and where you visit your kids is pretty safe.
Yeah.
It is. But a lot of these areas, these stabbings, I think people picture it as, oh, that's a bad part of town.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No.
These are high-end condo areas.
Yeah.
Yes, it's close to downtown, but Charlotte's downtown is very bougie.
Yes, it is very nice.
Yes, it's very high-end. The light rail line runs through these bougie areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could easily be fooled into thinking you're safe.
Yeah.
You're not. Not in Charlotte. And that guy is fighting to release the criminals. That's what Democrat law enforcement thinks their job is. It's crazy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Finally, Donald Trump has had it with the dictator, Vladimir. No, not Putin. Zelensky. Who is a dictator? Finally demanding what I demanded since May. Hold an election. run for office. A lot of people don't know that Vladimir Zelensky outlawed independent media. Well, there's only state media in Ukraine, the glorious democracy. Or so they tell us. Outlawed any independent or non-state media. Outlawed competing political parties. And then outlawed elections. So he has not been the leader of Ukraine since 6 months. He's just a dictator. And he slapped Trump across the face this week. I don't know what he's thinking. By saying, the peace plan, your stupid peace plan, I didn't even read that thing. And Trump just lost it. Finally. Demanding the one thing that Zelensky can't do. Hold an election. I've explained to you many times, Zelensky, without his team of America and NATO paid bodyguards, cannot walk down a street in Ukraine. They'd kill him. Because he rounded their children up and dragged them kicking and screaming out of their homes to send them to the meat grinder on the front line. Millions of Ukrainian men have fled rather than fight. It's not what they tell you. So what has Zelensky said in response to that? And this has been Putin's point all along, and he's not wrong. I can't negotiate with this guy. He's not the leader of the country. Now you're thinking, well, Putin's a dictator too. Yeah, but he's the leader of the country. Like it or not. So Zelensky's saying, okay, sure, I'll ask the parliament about an election. What does that mean? Well, all of the people in the parliament who don't support Zelensky, he had them killed. So, yeah, people go do exactly what Zelensky wants, which is going to be to say, oh, I'm so sorry. No election for glorious Ukraine. It doesn't matter. The last couple they've had been fake anyway. Run by the same people who ran 2020. But whatever. So Trump just called him out. Trump just pointed out that the emperor has no clothes because he's a dictator. And by the way, if you're wondering how Zelensky had those who disagree with him in parliament killed, he sent them to the front lines. They didn't come back. Everybody knows that's the punishment in Ukraine. And Orthodox priests and ministers who spoke out against him in church. Yeah, they're not around anymore either. Great place, Ukraine. That's why they're all here. It's also a great place to launder $200 billion. You can tell the New York Times knows Zelensky is done because they just admitted what I told you years ago on his show. They steal it all. It was a remarkable article. They did tens of billions of dollars. And they specifically say, yeah, Zelensky and his inner circle stole it. Well, yeah, I know. I mean, I know they did. We've known that for. And by the way, they laundered the money with the Democrats. We even know which ones stole the money. How do we know that? Well, before those Ukrainian parliamentarians, that's like their Congress, disappeared on the front lines, oops, in the meat grinder, never see them again. Before that, there was a solid group of them regularly holding press conferences, which we covered here, where they talked about, and this was several years ago, where they talked about how the Democrats were laundering Ukrainian money through Ukraine, stealing it. They even named which Democrats were doing it. Joe and Hunter got a big cut, but they weren't alone. There were a couple of Republicans, too. Now, that wasn't all of Parliament, but it was a group of them, of corruption fighters, and they wanted America to stop stealing the money. Some of it was foreign aid, and some of it was theirs. Some of it was Burisma money, but they were all stealing it and laundering it. It was interesting, as after that, the former deputy prime minister of Poland gave an interview where he explained how Democrats use, and some Republicans, mostly Democrats, use Ukraine to launder billions they steal. It's kind of the Somali plan, but like with a run through Ukraine. And we've been saying it for a long time. I mean, I've covered those press conferences, I've covered the press release, I've covered a real deal on Ukraine, which is not what Americans have been told. So it's great that the New York Times has finally caught up with me. It's fantastic. Years later. Here's Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley, at the beginning of the Biden regime, talking about how there's no inspector general, and no matter how much he begs Republican and Democrat leaders, they won't appoint one. They will not put any fraud controls on the $200 billion. Yeah, because they're stealing it.
Did he address any of like your concerns over potential corruption of the use of Ukraine funding?
No, he insisted. Yeah, he insisted that all of the money is going directly to soldiers and that there's no diversion of funds whatsoever, including any humanitarian assistance that's not being diverted or mismanaged. But of course, we don't know because there's no inspector general to track our money. I mean, that's the other thing. We spent $113 billion. The administration wants another $100 billion over the next year. That's from Austin yesterday. And yet they will not agree to an inspector general. It amazes me. Why not?
Because then we'd know where the money went.
Are you saying based on what you heard today that the American public is being lied to on Ukraine?
I think when you tell the American public that things are going well in Ukraine, that is not the truth. I think when you tell them we are in position in China where we need to be, that is not the truth. When you tell them that doing what we're doing in Ukraine is helping with the China fight, that is not the truth. So I just think we should tell the truth. And that is not the truth.
Yeah. So that's why they told us all that time like Ukraine was defeating Russia. Does Russia look defeated to you? No, they had to keep the money laundering going. But this is old news to you. I mean, I've done so many podcasts on and covered here the real actual history of Ukraine, starting with when the Brennan CIA assassinated the actual elected leader of, tried to. He was smart enough to put himself in another car as he fled to Russia. He was pro-Russian, which is the natural way of things in Ukraine. They are a pro-Russian country. After all, Kyiv, Ukraine, is the birthplace of Russia 800 years ago. Ukraine's like 40 years old. They're going to be Russian long after me and you are gone. But whatever the case, Brennan and them had to knock him over in an orange revolution. They tried to kill him on the way out of town. They blew up his limo, but they got the wrong limo. So, and that was the last time Ukrainian people were allowed to elect their own leadership. So when Trump just did this, folks, this is historic. This is Trump saying, I know you're not the leader of Ukraine. You never have been, bud. Now, wouldn't it be great if we just kept going? Just leave NATO. What do we need these people for? Folks, I increasingly cannot tell the difference between Russia and Europe. In fact, the raids in the middle of the night where they pick you up are happening now in the UK and in the EU for speech. So that's exactly the same. The difference, there's only two key differences, I think, between Russia and Europe right now. Europe is maintaining that they have the right to censor speech in US elections on US social media on our soil. Russia is not. So there's that. That's a difference. Another difference is in Russia, you just fall out a window. And in Europe, they now show up at your house in the middle of the night. They do the speech raids in the middle of the night. They actually literally do that. So from the UK to Germany, they actually do that because people are more disoriented. They don't get as hysterical. But I mean, I don't know why we would bother to send any money or really anything to the Europe to defend them. I mean, I don't know what we have in common with them. They have a lot more in common with the USSR, so does Russia, than with us. Tell them to pound sand. I hope this is the beginning of Trump doing that.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, this truly is a historic moment. Have you seen what's going on in Australia?
And listen to this. Starting today, Australia becoming the first country in the world to ban social media for kids 16 and under. The ban impacts almost a dozen platforms requiring age verification. But if the platforms do not comply, they can face up to $33 million in fines. And it's something lawmakers right here in the U.S. say we should look into.
I think protecting children is an avenue that should be pursued. I won't rule out some sort of limitation in sales or distribution or use of those devices.
This is a bigger problem we're going to need to attack from multiple different directions, including maybe looking at what some countries like Australia have done in restricting access to their to these platforms until you reach a certain age of responsibility.
When it comes to our adolescents, it's either going to be adults or the algorithms. One of them is going to raise the kids. And I think we need to help parents.
It's bipartisan there, right? But social media giant Meta pushing back, saying they've consistently raised concerns about this law, arguing, quote, there's a better way, legislation that empowers parents to approve app downloads and verify age that allows families, not the government, to decide which apps teens can access.
Rare bipartisan agreement. We've got to protect kids. They're being sexualized online, said the Democrats. Wait, that's the sign that something's wrong. Democrats have been trying to sexualize kids for a very long time. Have you seen what they've done to libraries? Have you seen what they've done to schools? They love sexualized kids. Heck, they sex trafficked 500,000 of them in the country. Didn't bother to look for them. We found 62,000, by the way. That's what we're up to. A lot of them have been sex trafficked. Democrats are all about sexualizing some kids. The faster, the better. What's up here? This doesn't make sense. Met is against it. The Uniparty's for it. By the way, everyone you heard quoted there, Dick Durbin, John Cornyn, might as well be George W. Bush, Rahm Emanuel and Dick Blumenthal. That's Uniparty. And they are all about getting them some Kids Online Safety Act. If your flags are up right now, they should be, because this is legit terrifying. See, there's something I'm not telling you about the Australia Act, and as soon as I tell you it, you will understand why they are so pumped about this. It ain't have anything to do with kids. How would you verify the age of children going online? What they want to do is say no social media at all through the age of 16. And in Australia, they're pulling the plug on all the accounts. And then after that, you can, you know, verify you're 17, you have an account. Well, guess what? It's not just kids who have to verify their age, because how do they know you're a kid or not? It's everyone. You catching on what's going on here? The chief censor in Australia. Australia has the same horrific kick your door in the middle of the night censorship that the UK does. It's almost identical, actually. They're adopting these all over the world. Their chief censor, who's a monster, in Australia, Julie Inman Grant, she's officially known as the Australian E-Safety Commissioner. And she will pull you out of bed in the middle of the night if you say true things about immigrants or transgender people or liberals or elected politicians or COVID. She called this the first domino. Quote, I've always referred to this as the first domino, which is why they push back. Who's them? Oh, people who want to be free and don't want to be dragged out of their beds in the middle of the night for speech violations. Those people. You know the enemy. Like me, you, people like that. See, because guess what you have to do to prove you're not a kid? Do I have to spell it out for you? Well, you can use the conveniently just issued digital ID in Australia. So you're no longer anonymous online. Everybody knows what you said. That'd be really super duper handy for the censors to find you that way. No more anonymity, which our founders depended on to foment the revolution. How's this work? Well, all they want to talk about is kids. They don't want to talk about what this means for adults. And this is why the Uniparty's all over this. You see, Fox News, they spent almost 10 minutes talking about blackmail, like this online blackmail where they trick kids into sending nude photos of themselves. And then they say, hey, I'm going to send it to your whole school. I know who your friends are. You better pay me. And if they won't pay, they talk them into killing themselves. That's terrible. Fox News did 10 minutes on it this morning. Why? Because Paul Ryan's on their board. They want this. Paul Ryan, Nikki Haley, all the same people. What did Nikki Haley say the most important thing she would do? First thing in office. She would do, of anything she could do, online ID. Required to access social media. Do I have your attention? Because this is coming. They had a big meeting about it on the Hill and everybody agreed. Well, all the members of the Uniparty in good standing. Basically every douchebag up there. Democrats suddenly want to protect kids, something I haven't seen them try to do in decades. They're usually trying to corrupt kids. Sexualize them as early as possible. Teach them about gay sex as early as possible. Went to war with Florida over it. So here's how it works. You're going to love this. This is why they're so hip on this. This is the same Republican leadership, by the way, especially in the Senate, that loves this, but will not codify Trump's executive orders. So you know what you're dealing with. Listen to what you have to do as an adult if you want to access social media. If these social media providers accidentally let a child through, it's a $30 million fine. One instance. Here's how it starts. They'll start with a scan of your face. See if you look old. Wait, I'm sorry. Facial scan to verify my account on social media is okay. Uh-huh. You can upload a short video selfie or like opt for the full facial scan to be allowed to post. Because we got to save kids. We have to save kids. If that doesn't work, the reference image doesn't work, and you can bet it won't, guess what? Well, you can scan and upload a photo ID to confirm your date of birth, which we will then compare to your facial scan for the kids. It's all for the kids. If there's still questions or you want to opt out of the first three, you can give them a credit card. Which, folks, I mean, you talk digital ID. Your credit card has everything about you. They got to credit card. Those people have already digitally confirmed who you are. And they'll have everything they need. No more anonymity online. And guess who loves it the most? Folks, the most Orwellian thing I've seen. This headline on NBC News. They love it too, by the way. Australia launches youth social media ban. It says will be the world's first domino. What kind of dominoes are we talking about? A worldwide international ID in order to have the privilege of going online. Why? So the censors can make a beeline to your house. Because Elon Musk isn't cooperating right now. So they're going to go a different way. They want him to turn accounts over for censorship in Europe and shut down the ones here that they disagree with, including in our own elections. But this would give them a direct-to-government way to do it. This sets up international digital ID. This is legit terrifying, which is why the Uniparty is all over it. They love it. Democrats, You know, the same party on a daily basis turning illegal immigrant child sex offenders back out on the street rather than honoring ICE detainers? When we don't have to turn them loose, those people now say they need to protect children from sexualization online. Now, if it's by the illegal immigrant sex offender next door, that's cool. We're fine with that. You guys do what you want. But, you know, we're just going to let them go. But online, we got to protect you, though. That sounds suspicious to you. It's not even more suspicious that Republican members of the Uniparty, the most corrupt ones, are right there with them trying to outdo each other in these hearings yesterday to get to the American Online Safety Act. Wait a minute. What? Doesn't that sound like the one Britain uses for those nighttime censorship raids? Why, it is. It started exactly this way. In fact, they call it the UK Online Safety Act of 2023. Well, that was a terrible censorship bill, wasn't it? No. That was to protect children. Except now in the middle of the night, if you point out that illegal immigrants are raping and robbing people, the police will stop by, pick you up, take your computer as evidence, and haul you in. Most recently, they arrested a guy wearing a Star of David because it upset the Muslims who were protesting that he walked by. He didn't say anything, by the way. He was just openly Jewish. This is where we are in the UK. And we can get there here, too, really fast with this Online Safety Act, which, folks, has nothing to do with online safety. And that's why Mark Zuckerberg is correct here. He's saying, no. We got plenty of ways. If you want to ban social media accounts for kids under 16, we got a lot of ways to do that without going to mandatory digital ID. Or mandatory ID. Folks, you know what this is? You know you have to have a license to drive a car? This is have a license to get online. Except right now, they're letting you use your credit card as your license in Australia. Why? Because that is more vetted than a driver's license in Australia. It's a virtual digital ID. Since the fine is so high, up to $43 million per incident of a 16-year-old having an account, guess what? They're going to make double, triple, quadruple sure, and the bill lets them, starting with the face scan. Well, you just got to prove you're over 16. That's all. Yeah, you know, we couldn't tell from that. We're going to need another method. So how about you go ahead and get your digital ID. They've already created those. They have a national digital ID in Australia. Oh, don't want to use that? Well, let's go ahead and upload your driver's license. We're going to compare your face scan. Well, now you've got a virtual digital ID. Well, we need a double, triple check. And by the way, they can ask for that. So go ahead and upload your credit card. We'll have all your history. Then we'll know exactly who you are so we know where to send the censors. And the Uniparty can't get enough of it.
I think protecting children is an avenue that should be pursued.
Dick Durbin,
and I won't rule
Democrat.
Out some sort of limitation in sales or distribution or use.
Oh, they love this.
Devices.
This is a bigger problem we're going to need to attack from multiple different directions, including maybe looking at what some countries like Australia have done in restricting access to their to
for
these
adults.
Platforms until you reach
By the way,
age,
if you're an adult, you can't have an account if you don't verify your age. You can look at the social media platform online, but you can't interact with it. Oh, and it'll run much more slowly for you. So, you know, go ahead and get your license to use social media. Go ahead, check it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.